Pure Country 106.7. We are Acadiana's home of the superstars, and joining us via the telephone right now is Sheriff K.P. Gibson of the Acadia Parish Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, first of all, I want to thank you and your men and women that are still out on the road patrolling and keeping us safe during this time. Thank you so much for everything y'all do.
Well, thank you, but I think the biggest thanks goes out to the men and women that are out there doing the job. They're what makes this department run as smooth as it does from my aspect, so I appreciate their efforts every day, you know. But thank you for thinking about us and recognizing those men and women that are out there doing the job, you know, even though this is very tough and challenging times for us all.
You can still go to the grocery store. You can still go to the pharmacy. But one thing I think we really need to stress, especially now that we're hearing out of the governor's office, that there could be a shortage of ventilators in the New Orleans area as early as next Thursday. We really need folks to take advantage of this social distancing when you do go out in public. And make sure that you take the proper precautions and don't make five trips to the store when you can only make one.
Well, and you know, I think that comes from where, and I know it's very challenging for everybody. We're a society of free movement, getting out and doing what we need to do, and it's very tough on folks who are very active and, you know, or people who are, you know, kind of getting cabin fever, for lack of a better word.
Right.
You know, you're right. We need to make sure we practice our social distance. And it's hard because we are a community. You know, you don't see just normal or regular handshake or stuff. You know, we hug our friends and tell them how you doing. And, you know, I see my dad all the time, who's 85, and I give him a kiss, you know, and I've had to kind of refrain from doing that for, you know, for his safety more than for anything else, you know.
Exactly. And the struggle is real for us huggers because I'm guilty of that, too. I love the hug. And right now it's like I can't even do a handshake, and I want to just hug people. Our senior citizens, you can pick up the phone. You can call them. You can go drop off stuff and drop it off on their doorstep and then let them come out to the door and pick it up. And in some cases where they can't, they're not mobile like that, take those extra precautions and get the food where it needs to go and still take care of our seniors that are in need.
Tough, you know, and I'll give you an example. In my case, it's tough with my father. You know, my mother's in a nursing home, and you can only see her through a FaceTime type situation. So, you know, it's hard because my dad's home by himself. And I know there's a lot of other people that are in that same scenario, but, you know, our caution is trying to make sure that we don't put our parents or our grandparents at risk. Because, obviously, people over 60, and actually the higher you go in age, the higher the risk.
Right.
But people with underlying medical conditions, you know, are a grave danger. We want to tell the folks, look, our services are still as they are. They have not
right.
changed. We just made some adaptions. You know, obviously, the building, as far as public traffic coming in, is closed. But if we have if you come to our office and you have a problem and you need to talk to somebody and can't do it over phone, we will step out to you and visit with you outside. We will, of course, keep the distance because, you know, if we contaminate a sheriff's department, we can't serve you. And that's the one thing that our focus is on there. So if mm-hmm. it can be done over the phone, we ask that you call us. If you need a deputy to come out, we will send a deputy out. I want to remind folks of this as well, that, you know, when we knock at your door or we meet you at your residence, they're going to stay greater than 6 feet away, you know, for your protection as well as theirs. So we're still business as usual. I mean, we're still, you know, people are still being arrested on matters, and our jail is open, though it is very restricted on how we're handling it, because you can only imagine having a jail of about 180 people, inmate-wise, and probably another 20 when you add population of our employees.
Right.
That, you know, could be contaminated from there, and what kind of disaster that would be. So we are very strenuous. We've changed a lot of our protocol in the jail of entry-wise and being checked before you come in. We've even gone to where, I guess we've kind of done a curbside service with all the law enforcement agencies, including ourselves, where, you know, they pull into our sally port, which is where you pull the unit in, the gate closes behind you. We're meeting them in there to try and restrict how many people actually come into there who's unnecessarily brought in. So a lot of things we're having to adapt to and make
right.
changes for. But the goal is to make sure that we're still up and running 100% to serve you. You know, with the courts being down right now, Eric, there's not a lot of processing of paper. So
right.
those deputies are on the road working patrolling wise. They're not, you know, they didn't get sent home. They're physically out there working, making rounds through the parish, helping with calls, whatever they can do to try and help out with our citizens.
I want to thank the public for understanding that we have a sheriff's department that can adapt and overcome all of these situations that y'all are being arise. What I have seen just this week on my way into work and on my way home in the afternoon, I've seen fewer people. And that means that we are heeding the warnings that are going on here.
But, you know, we're having to adapt, you know. I mean, we're getting out, and instead of going to the health club to exercise, you get up and you walk in your neighborhood in the mornings early. Mm-hmm. I got up this morning at 5, and I can tell you everything that's going on. I'll give you an example. I got a neighbor, and I'm going to give him a call this morning. I noticed I walked the last 5 days in my neighborhood early in the morning because that's when I do my workout. And, you know, I noticed the cars haven't moved. So I'm going to give him a call this morning just to make sure they're okay. And that's something you can do
right, to
help your fellow neighbor. Just, you know, checking on folks, whether they're elderly, young, or whatever, just to make sure they're okay, and things there to where, you know, we're all in this together. It's not like it's, you know, one part of – it's not like Acadia Parish is isolated by itself and we're the only ones dealing with this. Our neighboring parishes, our neighboring states, our neighboring countries are dealing with this. So, you know, Acadiana is a very strong, good, loving folks that we take care of each other, friendly. So I know neighborly, we're going to try and do everything we can to watch out, not only for our seniors, but for our neighbors and make sure that we're okay and trying to get through this together, which I know we will. It's just an inconvenience, and we do understand that. But the way to make this inconvenience go away quicker is to try and make sure that we do the things that we're being advised, you know, by the president, by our governor, by everybody that's involved in this. You got to take politics out of this aspect right now.
Absolutely.
And look at it for the fact that, you know, we want these folks, and I hope these folks are, and I do believe at this time, that they're focusing on trying to help not only Louisiana, but this country get back to where we're at. You know, yesterday evening, we climbed to be the highest country in the world as far as most people infected with this coronavirus. Acadia Parish, I feel we're just starting to get the wave of it. Because, you know, we're at 1, then we went to 2 and
right.
3. Now we're up to 7.
We hope those numbers don't jump like we are really...
And I'm thinking they will.
And honestly, if you talk to Dr. Stefanski, Dr. Tina Stefanski with Louisiana Department of Hospitals, she's going to say, you are expecting these numbers to jump. So when they do jump, it's not a major panic or concern there, but it is something that we are expecting. But we're actually wanting to be surprised by the numbers not jumping. And by folks doing what they are being advised to do by the governor and the president and local officials, we can help make that surprise happen.
No doubt about it. And boy, you talk about Tina Stefanski, that's a good Crowley girl, by the way.
Absolutely. And she is doing a fantastic job. And you know, and when this is all said and done, there's going to be a lot of kudos that need to be handed out. And I tell you, a lot of folks have been able to step up. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, said last Saturday during his press conference that 15% of what people that are elected to office do is this. The other 85% is petty politics. It'd be so much nicer if we could reverse those numbers and get to 85% of doing this real governing and leading. And I want to echo what the governor said yesterday. He wants leaders to be leaders. And to be quite honest, I'm going to say this, and I've been saying this since you were elected and since Josh Guillory was elected and since David Anderson was elected and Mark Garber was elected. Our area is so lucky because we do have leaders that I think already are doing the 85% of governing and 15% petty politics.
Well, you put your people first, and you put your politics different regardless of which side of the aisle you're on, you know, and that's to me, it's taking care of the people for what's best for them. And I know we all have different views, different opinions, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to get into a politic aspect.
Right.
You know, I agree with you. I think we need to do it more. But I want to give a shout out to Tina Stefanski, and let me tell you why. I've called her at crazy hours, probably at least a half a dozen times, if not more, in the last week and a half. You know, spoke to her on things that I have questions about, things that I need direction on from her. And obviously, as busy as she is, I know that she can't answer the phone every single time you call. But within a very reasonable time, there's a return phone call. And you know, I can only imagine. You know, I know what we're dealing with, and I mean, I'm sure that's a fraction of what she's dealing with. But you know, you got to appreciate the fact that she takes the time. And when you're on the phone, it's not a matter of hang on, I got this, or hang on, I have that. It's your time with her. You know, it's not long because I understand she's busy, but you know, she's done a lot answering questions, giving us direction, and very good. Because, I mean, I called her last night at like 9:45 with a concern, and she was very, you know, receptive to it. She talked with me. I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, call me. So, I have to respect, not only respect, that really appreciate the fact of not, you know, and I know she does that for everybody, but, I grew up with that family and everything. You know, her brothers and I were great. I was in between her two older brothers.
Right.
And, we've been family friends for life, and you just have to appreciate that, because I know it's not just for me she's doing that. She's doing it for anybody that calls that can help out, because that's where she's at. She's into trying to make sure she's helping save lives and get through this pandemic.
Absolutely. And if folks need service, and how do they get a hold of you guys?
You can call us. Obviously, if you have an emergency, 911 is still up, running and functioning, and it will continue. If you need to get in touch with us for a non-emergency, our administrative line is 788-8700. If you need to get in touch with dispatch for a non-emergency matter, you can call 788-8772. We're gonna serve you. If it's after hours and you can't remember the number and you just remember the 8700, it rolls over at night.
Mm-hmm.
We're having this to work around some adapting and so forth, but we're still here to serve you. And please let us know what we can do to help out. Please restrict as what you can to the best you can. And I know, like me, I told my wife last night, I said, I know work may be the first thing that comes up, but if it's not being called or having to be out, I said, you got to find things to do. Hey, it's a good time to clean out that building or pressure wash your house, do stuff at your house. Weather's been beautiful to be outside, and I think that's good, as long as you just, we have to keep the distance as much as we can to get through this, and hopefully quicker. Everybody stay safe. Be careful. If you have a need, we are here. Give us a call. We're here 24/7 with our folks on the road, the jail, whatever we need. And we're going to try to work to get through this all together. And Erica, thank y'all for getting the information out to everybody as well.
Well, thank you, Sheriff. And as always, you have an open line to us at any time that you need to get the information out immediately.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good day. And if y'all need, let us know.
All right. We got more of your favorites coming up. Pure Country 106.7.